Blog Talk Radio.
For me. of the Golden Country Radio Show. I've been hearing from my listeners that you couldn't hear me at the beginning, which is a shame because I was pouring out my heart, thanking you for tuning in and telling you all about the show and how I have a special guest tonight from Alabama, William Buddy Baker, joining us. And I played Poor Me from Higher Ground Band. And so anyway, you got to love being live on the internet, radio shows. But I'm thankful you're here with me now, and I continue to play the music that I hope you enjoy. This is all music that I've done, as well as sharing the music of fellow independent country music artists, just like Buddy Baker. So this next song is one that I did with Roger Hughes. He's a guitarist. We had a duo going last summer, and we did this song. We recorded it. This is our rendition of Flies on the Butter.
Baking sugar cookies, we were watching cartoons. I heard her holler from the kitchen, which one of you youngins wants to lick the spoon? Yellow jackets on the watermelon, honeysuckle in the air. Daddy setting up the sprinkler, us kids running through it in our underwear. No dog napping on the front porch. His ears just twitching. Fell asleep on granddaddy's lap to the sound of his pocket watch a ticking. And whoa. You can't go home again. Me and my best friend Jenny set up a backyard can, stole one of mama's mason jars, poked holes in the lid and made a firefly lamp. Me and Billy Monroe sneaking down by the river, still haunted by the taste of a kiss I was too scared to give him. And whoa, whoa, doesn't seem like it was all that long ago. Whoa, whoa, you can dream about blacktop road, a faded yellow center line. It can take you back to the place, but it can't take you back in time. Whoa.
Golden Country Radio Show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson, broadcasting live from beautiful Golden, Colorado. And I'm so excited because I have a special guest tonight. This is Buddy Baker from Alabama. He is a singer and a songwriter and a piano player. Very, very talented gentleman that I had the privilege of meeting backstage at the Dewdrop Jamboree outside of Nashville, Tennessee. And he made such an impression on me. I mean, it's been several years ago, but his voice and just his down-to-earth, decent quality, just a decent human being that you know, just one of those people that you remember for years. And it's like, you know, with that kind of talent and that kind of personality and friendship, I just had to ask him to be on my show tonight. So I'm glad you're here and you're listening in, and I appreciate it. So I'm going to play the first song I'd love to play of Buddy Baker's before I bring him in to talk is his rendition of Kiss and Say Goodbye. And then I'll bring in Buddy Baker live and we'll find out more about this independent country music artist, because I want you to know more about him. And he's just such a great talent and such a great guy. So here's Buddy Baker with Kiss and Say Goodbye.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. Now I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and, well, the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, and since it's our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. And when you turn and walk away, girl, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. So let's just kiss and say goodbye. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate. We've been meeting here so long. Many months have passed by.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got time, and so do you. I just think this is the thing. It's gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you meet another guy. Understand me, won't you try. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Understand me, won't you try. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
That's William Buddy Baker out of Alabama, and he's my special guest tonight. I'm super excited. So all the way from Alabama, please welcome William Buddy Baker. Hi, William. How are you, buddy?
Well, hello, Julie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening and sharing your talent with all of our listeners around the world. Super excited.
Well, thank you so much, Julie, for having me on tonight. I really appreciate it very much.
Well, like I told my listeners earlier, introducing you, that, you know, you made quite an impression on me because it's been a couple of years since we were backstage together in the green room at that Dewdrop Jamboree. And, you know, I just remember you being such a nice person and so talented. And it's like, you know what? I need to bring him on my show. When I got this show going, I thought, Buddy Baker, that's the man. So I'm happy you're here.
Well, thank you so much. And actually, you know, it has been a couple of years, I think, there's the Dewdrop. And I was going through some of my pictures the other night and actually found a picture of you and I backstage that night.
That's right. Dewdrop. That's right. I have that picture in my music room.
Right. And but, you know, it's just thank you so much for the kind words. I just always tried to treat people the way I want to be treated, Julie. And when it comes to music, you know, we all one family, and we just need to try to work together and respect each other.
Absolutely. We need to band together more now than ever with COVID and everything and all of us being out of, you know, that live music. As far as live music goes, for me anyway, on this end of town, you know, it's dried up and, you know, for a lot of musicians all over the world. And I just need to stick together and keep putting the music out there for our listeners and, you know, getting as much exposure as we can.
We got to do that. And again, thank you for the interview tonight. But thank you for the more than that, but for the radio show. Congratulations to you for that. You know, we got to keep country music alive, but we definitely got to keep the traditional country music going and the independent artists. Thank you so much for that.
No, you're welcome. And I'm just, you know, that was the whole point of the show, is not only to share my music, but to share the music of people like yourself and, you know, Tammy Kendrick and Marty Dunn and Joe West. And there's so many of us out there that nobody knows exist necessarily because we're not in the mainstream. You know, it's really political as far as, you know, getting some of those larger record labels. But, we've now got some great avenues, you know, Indie World and a lot of people are helping to promote us. And that's been, you know, that's been huge for our careers as far as independent artists. But this whole radio show is about keeping people like yourself going. And you know, I know my listeners are just dying to know who you are. I mean, who's Buddy Baker? Where are you from? How'd you get your start in music? They love to know, you know, when you first decided to get into it, who your influences were, just so they kind of, you know, they leave today, the takeaway would be they know who Buddy Baker is and they start listening for you and they start looking for you. And of course, on this show, I'm going to keep playing you, not just tonight, but from here, you know, every Thursday from here on out, you're going to hear a Buddy Baker tune. So just, you know, tell us where you're from, what you did, and who you are.
Well, thank you, Judy. Well, again, I'm Buddy Baker. I'm from Alabama, a little small town called Notasuga. It's right out of Auburn, Alabama. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the Auburn football team. So mm-hmm. I'm about 15 minutes out of Auburn, Alabama is actually my hometown. I'm somewhere between Auburn and Montgomery. Hank okay. Williams, you know, hometown down in Montgomery. But I started out several years ago. Time flies when you're having fun, but I started performing at the age of 12, actually.
Wow.
My mom, there was a club here in Alabama that was called the Blue Creek Club, and it was just an old traditional country venue, you know, where they had different bands, and a lot of great artists came through there, Loretta Lynn, Conway Twitty, Ernest
wow.
Tubb, Farrington, a lot of the big names, you know, they had
mm-hmm.
like the opera shows in there a lot. But I remember back at around age 12, we would go out there just about every weekend just to have something to do. My mom would. And
mm-hmm.
and I always wanted to be a singer. I said, that's just, you know, it's just in your blood from the beginning. You know what you want to do. And I can, it's kind of embarrassing now, but I can remember standing around, you know, on the porch with a stick and act like I was singing to people back then when I was singing to the trees and dogs. But I would always say, one day I'm going to do this, you know, because it's what I always wanted to do. And
yeah.
But I remember about age 12, my mom took me there, and you've probably heard of Ernie Ryle up in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Ernie Ryle is a super artist. He's a tremendous songwriter. He wrote a lot of songs for Gene Watson and a lot of the other singers.
Mm-hmm.
But his father is the one that owned that club there called Blue Creek. And his name was Mr. Pet Ryle. Huh. And my mom said, is this where you let my son get up and sing a song? He said, I tell you what, I want just go home and learn two songs and come back, and next week I'll get you up with the band and let you sing. So I went home
wow.
for a week. I just practiced, and I went back, and I got up, and I done, I'll never forget it, two songs, and it was In the Jailhouse Now by Webb Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
12 years old, and I Ain't Never by I forgot the artist I'd done it by at the time, but anyway, Mayo Tillis and several others have recorded that song.
Sure.
But anyway, that's the two songs that I learned, and I went in and I got up and done those, and from there I just said, I got to do this, you know. And I've been blessed, Julie, through the years of just being able to always perform, because you've got, you know, that was at age 12, and then about age 16,
mm-hmm.
I put together a band. It was a high school band, and back then the group that I joined was they had a rock and roll band. And I played country, and they needed a singer and a piano player, and I needed a band. So I said,
that's
hey,
perfect.
Let's put this thing together, you know. So we did, and we formed a band called the Misty Blue Band. And I was age 16, and my drummer was age 11. Everybody else was somewhere in between. So anyway, we put this thing together, and I said, we'll do it like this. I'll play y'all's rock if y'all do my country. So we formed the band, and we'd done about 10 years together. And the shows we would do, we'd done 50-50, you know, we did everything from Freebird up to Merle Haggard and George Jones. So anything they wanted to hear, we tried to do.
Good
and,
mix.
But we stayed together for a long time, yeah, for about 10, 12 years we were together. And so that's where I really started. And then I became involved with gospel music, I played in church a lot, and had a show on a local radio station called WTLS, which that radio station is still operating today. But it was called the Lighthouse Gospel Program, and we had that for a while. So I've just always been some way involved with music, just something that I've always had a passion for.
Well, and it shows because, you know, when you get up on stage, you're just such a natural. You can tell that you've been doing it a long time. But not only that, you can tell that it's your passion, you know, and you impart that to the audience. I could see that at the Dewdrop Jamboree. And, you know, I had to laugh when you said you kind of had a stick and you were just singing out there to the trees and the dogs.
Yeah.
And growing up for me, you know, it was the tennis racket that I had, pretending I was playing the air guitar, and I was singing everything.
Right.
I'd give a concert in my room for at least 3 or 4 hours to all my stuffed animals. And I know I drove my mom and dad crazy, but, you know, that's kind of where you get the best audience, because they don't boo and they don't judge you, but you can just be out there and create yourself. But I could tell right away that music was in your veins the minute I met you. And, you know, and that's why I was excited to share just your story tonight with our listeners, because, you know, everybody's kind of hungry to know there's other talent out there, not just, you know, the Garth Brooks and the Trisha Yearwoods. I mean, they're wonderful, but, you know, there's so many of us out there that, you know, you just, you've been doing it your whole life and you're passionate about it. It's just a whole different level. So I'm excited to share that. And I wanted to talk to you too. You said backstage that night you had been friends with Billy Joe Royal, and he was one of my favorites and one of my influences growing up, you know, down in the boondocks. And I just wanted to touch base a little bit more on your relationship and your friendship and the influences of Billy Joe Royal growing up.
Right. Like I said, through the years, I was able to open for Farron Young, Stonewall Jackson, a lot of the Grand Ole Opry stars there at that local club.
Mm-hmm.
And but they had Billy Joe Royal came in, and I opened for him at the show, and he was just a super nice person. I tell you, they didn't come any better than Billy Joe. And it was just a thing that, you know, usually the artist was in and out and didn't have a lot of conversation, but we became, you know, talking and that night, and one thing just led to the other, and we built a very close friendship. And it was a thing that, you know, I'd just pick up the phone, call him anytime, and if I wanted to do a show or somebody wanted us to do a show together, you know, I'd just call him, and he'd say, well, where I need to be and what time I need to be there, you know. It was just a very good relationship. And but I wouldn't take anything for those memories. And actually, you know, it's coming to 5 years now since he passed away. And the last show he done in Alabama, I was the opening act for him there. And he was here on his birthday, actually. And I took him out to eat for his last birthday, and just me and him just had the best time in the world. And that's not really something you like to think about, but, you know, it was just it was meant to be, I guess, because we've been friends all these years. And the night that I found out that he had passed away, it really just broke my heart. But, you know, Billy just never – I mean, he has played with the best of them, you know, Elvis on down. And he, to me, just never got, for some reason, the recognition that he deserved. I don't know. I mean,
I agree.
Even though he was major, he just never got that type of recognition that he deserved. And, you know, if he was alive today at his age, if he walked in a club today or a venue, it would be packed. And the reason why is he just always treated his fans, you know. He didn't put himself above them. He was going to be out there mingle with them. And that's one thing that I've always tried to do. You know, if we don't have the audience, we don't have anybody, you know.
That's right.
And you can be a great entertainer or a great singer, but unless you got a crowd to play for, what good is that? And
exactly.
So
you're playing to sticks and dogs at that point.
Yeah. Farron Young told me on his bus the last time I saw him as well in Alabama before he passed away. He said, always remember, when you go on the stage, no matter if you're singing to two people or if you're singing to 10,000, always do the best you can do, regardless how many people is in that audience. He said, because that person took their time and paid their money to come and see you.
Yeah.
And you need to give them the best, no matter what's going on in your life. Because a lot of time, you know, as an artist and a singer, you don't always feel like being up there, you know. And you've got to put the audience first. But to me, that's just a way to relieve my stress and stuff, is just being able to relate to my audience. And I'm just thankful that people still want to hear me, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's where we draw our energy. I don't think people realize it, but when you're looking out at the audience, you're looking for that person just kind of bobbing their head or singing along, and it just brings you such energy. They don't realize it, but when they're tapping their toe, it really cheers us on. And in fact, I'm in the middle of a book by Charlie Daniels called Never Look at the Empty Seats. And for me, it's
right.
The same concept. You know, you're not looking at who's not there. You're looking at who is there. And who has paid their hard-earned money and taken their time and driven across town. And, you know, there's a jillion things that we could be doing. And we chose to be at your show. And I think that, you know, to me, that is the greatest compliment anybody can pay me. So I couldn't agree with you more on that. I'd like to pause for a moment and just play another one of your songs and then bring you back on. So if you'll hang on a minute, I want to tell our listeners kind of, you know, where they can find your music. I know it's CD Baby and different things like that. But let's play Heart Over Mine right now, and I'll be right back at you.
Jim.
Oh, you bet.
All right, dear. Then you make me think that you still love me.
got me heart over mind, worried all the time, knowing you'll always be the same. You'll keep hurting me, I know, but I just can't let you go, 'cause my heart won't let my love for you change.
Type music, Ray Price and that type music.
Oh, me too. And you know, people love to get out and dance, and when things are so stressful this year, 2020 has just been a heck of a year, and I know people like to get out and dance and just kind of release all that stress and that negative energy, and the two-step does it for them. And I was actually lucky enough to meet Ray Price and hear him sing. I was backstage with him at the Franklin Theater there in Franklin, Tennessee, and quite a nice guy, you know, and a heck of a singer. And he gave me a lot of tips on how to hold the microphone and things like that. So it's fun to hear those songs, and you bring that classic country back just perfectly with your voice. And I'm so happy. Like I said, I'm going to keep sharing this every week. I'm going to share music from Buddy Baker, if that's okay with you. And I know people are writing in and they want to know, you know, how do they get a hold of your music, and are you going to be performing anywhere? I know with COVID, you know, like I said, I'm performing right here every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 virtually. But do you have any shows going up or any way they can get your music?
The next show I've got really is going to be, you know, the Dewdrop Jamboree. They've got another one coming up November the 21st. Up in Murfreesboro. I think it's 7 p.m. If anybody's out, can come out that night. We'd love to have them at the show. It's going to be the Seasons. It'll be listed on the site. But as my CDs go, I've got, about 5 CDs, actually. I've got, and all of those are available online. They can get them at CD Baby, or they can order them, just go on and Google Buddy Baker. One of them is Keeping It Country. And then I've got a CD called The Ride, and Buddy Baker CD. And then my final trial, there's several of them on there. If anybody is interested, or they can look me up on Facebook and add me, you know, they can order through me or whatever. We'll get them to them.
Yeah, that'd be great. I get a lot of people that want to order them through me at Wait in the Truck. At msn.com, I get a lot of people. If they do that, can I get a hold of you? And then Will we get them distributed?
Yes, you can do it that way. That's great. If you sell them that way, then we'll send them, get them to you or whatever, or mail them out however we need to do it. Yeah, that'd be fine.
That'd be great, and that way you can sign them too.
I'm going to get a new one here soon. I need to do a new one with some original stuff. I've got two things I want to do. I want to do one with more original. And then I want to do a gospel CD. That's just something I've always wanted to do, and I never got around to it. I've had a lot of people asking about that, wanting me to do a gospel CD. So we're going to try to get that done. But thanks so much for tonight, Julie. It's been
absolutely
a pleasure.
I enjoyed having you, and it's always nice. And, you know, I hope down the road you'll come back on the show and maybe tell us about that new CD when you get it going, and you know, just what you've been up to, and as the shows open up and things, you know, start moving again, please come back on the show and continue. I'll just continue to keep sharing your music and keep promoting you, and you know, I send you good thoughts.
Things open back up, and you get that higher ground band operating again. I'd love to come up there and do a show with you. I think that would be awesome.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? That would be a lot of fun. I got a great band here. Yeah. They're just a great group of people.
Oh, you do.
And they can play just about anything. They're super talented. So.
I love listening to you. I was listening the other night to some of your shows and the band, which is awesome. So tell them all that I said they do a great job. And maybe somewhere down the line we could work that out. I'd love to come up there.
Well, Colorado would welcome you with open arms.
I went out to Texas. I told somebody, I said, as much as I play country music, I've never been to Texas. Somebody said, well, you should come.
Oh,
so,
my Lord.
I went and booked a show out there, and I ended up going to Alvin, Texas, LaGrange, Texas, and Houston, Texas. It was great. We did the Alvin Opry. This was back last year. And then the Buckshot Jamboree and LaGrange Opry. And then, you know, so sad, like with everybody else, this COVID thing hit, and it just, you know, put everything on stop. You know, it's nothing going on. So hopefully next year's going to be better for all of us artists. I know it's so many suffering. Let me ask you one more thing, too. Julie, I know if you've seen it on Facebook, Steve Henson is one of the best steel guitar players up in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Been
out tonight. He was in ICU with complications from COVID with blood clots and pneumonia.
Oh, no.
So ask you about the please keep him and his family in your prayers, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, he's a good guy and a very, very talented one. My thoughts and prayers will go out for him, definitely. And you stay well. You stay well, and I know we'll be out on the tours again soon, and hopefully our paths will cross.
Oh, it will. It's got to. But thank you so much. And if any way I can help you, let me know, okay?
You got it. Thank you so much. And I'm going to finish this out by playing My Hang Up Is You. This is Buddy Baker with My Hang Up Is You. And thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you, Julie. God bless you.
Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you. Everybody's got one, a hang-up of some kind. Call it habit or call it weakness. Thank goodness I've got mine. The wanting, the craving, the needing keeps my world from falling. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you. I'm hung up on the thrill I feel when I hold you in my arms. I'm hung up 'cause I need your love to wrap around and keep me warm. You're my little piece of heaven. You've got to hang on to. Everybody.
my friend and my special guest tonight, Buddy Baker, with My Hang Up Is You. If you'd like a CD from him, you can check out cdbaby.com. You can look him up on Facebook, or you can just email me at waitinthetruck, that's W-A-I-T, waitinthetruck at msn.com, and I'll get you hooked up with a signed CD from Buddy Baker. So just let me know. And again, thank you for being on the show. This has been a wonderful interview night, and super excited to continue to share his music week after week. So we have this show every Thursday night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. That's Mountain Time, live here from Golden, Colorado. And I had a listener that is listening in. She had kind of a bad day today, from what I understand. I guess some, you know, she's one of those frontline workers, essential workers that has to keep going and keep things going for us. But I guess some crazy guests and just, I think with all the fires going on here in the state and the gloomy weather that we've had today, it's starting to sleet a little bit, and it's just taking a toll on her. And she asked if I would play for her Proud Mary. So this is my Higher Ground band. This is actually Rachel Sefton singing. And for you, Renee, this is Proud Mary. Cheer up and keep your chin up.
You know, I get the feeling that every now and again, you want to hear something from us, nice and easy. But you see, we never ever do anything nice and easy. We always do things nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of the song, and we're going to do it nice. And then we're going to take the end and do it rough. That's how we do Proud Mary.
That's a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, and we're rolling.
Country Radio Show. I'm Julie Richardson, your host, and that was my Higher Ground Band with Rachel Sefton singing Proud Mary. That went out to Renee Franiak, who's had kind of a tough day, and hopefully that cheered her up. And one of my favorite stories about that song is when the first time we performed that live, I was on the tambourine, and boy, I beat that thing so hard, my hands swelled up and black and blue, and but boy, I really got into that song. So that went out for you, Renee. And thanks to all of my listeners. I appreciate you guys tuning in. There's a lot of regular listeners that are tuning in every week religiously, and I appreciate the support more than you'll ever know. People like Jan Pease in Minnesota and Terry and Glenda Dwyer in Lakewood. Dana and Harriet, they're out in Nashville, Tennessee. Of course, Linnea and Ronnie and Chris out in California. My mom always tunes in live. I appreciate it, Mama. She's up here on Lookout Mountain. I get to stare out at that mountain each day. And there's just so many regular listeners now that are joining me every week. I appreciate it, and I hope you'll become a regular listener. And I have to mention John A's Restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee. This is out in Music Valley, and it's John A's. It's tucked behind, kind of across from the street from the Cracker Barrel, behind the Ramada Inn there, and it's right there across from the Grand Ole Opry and the Opryland Hotel. They have a fantastic restaurant with a lot of history. My good friends are there, and they have a brand new kitchen, a scratch kitchen, an incredible new menu, new vibe, new look. They have a beautiful outdoor patio with live music and giveaways. They're open Thursdays through Sundays. And please tell them that Julie Richardson sent you, because if you're in Nashville or plan on being in Nashville, that has to be a number one stop for you, John A's Restaurant. This is a song that I recorded several years ago, and it's a Leanne Rimes version, but this is my rendition of Unchained Melody. I hope you enjoy it.
You're
That was me, Julie Richardson, singing Unchained Melody, one of my all-time favorite songs, a classic for sure. Just want to thank you again for tuning in to the Golden Country Radio Show. I know there's a lot of things that can pull your attention and your time away, and I just appreciate you spending the time with me to listen to my radio show. If you do happen to miss it live, you can always tune in by going to my website. It's www.julierichardsonmusic.com. And you navigate to the radio page, and on there are link buttons. You can press on any of the link buttons, and Buddy Baker's interview tonight will be on there. As soon as I get done with the show, I will update my website. You can go on, and you just click on that button, and you can hear any show that we've done so far this season at your convenience. And again, I just appreciate you sharing the information, letting people know that this is out there, and that we're sharing not only my music, but the music of other independent music country artists like Buddy Baker and Tammy Kendrick and Rachel Sefton and Marty Dunn and Bo Heatherly and Bo DePena and Joe West. And the list goes on and on. And I just can't wait to keep sharing this with you each week. And if you'd like to visit my website, you can also see where my CDs are. I have several CDs for sale. My first CD, Defining Moments, along with my award-winning CD, Bringing It Home. You can hear all my number one hits on the website, and you can also find out more about how you get my book. And this is a book that I wrote about John Hobbs out of Nashville, Tennessee. We talked about John A's restaurant. Well, he founded it. He founded a lot of things in Music Valley. In fact, he's the visionary of Music Valley. He created it, gave a lot of people their start by giving exposure at the Nashville Palace, which he owned for years. You know, people like Alan Jackson and Randy Travis and Ricky Van Shelton and Lori Morgan, and it just goes on, Boxcar Willie, on and on. But I wrote a book about him. It won a national award, and you can find out more about that on my website. I've already had people buying CDs and books for Christmas gifts, and what a great idea. What a great way to support your local artists and your artists that are independent, that are, you know, struggling right now during COVID and not being able to be out there live. If you go to their websites or you contact me, anyone you've heard on this show or my music or my Higher Ground Band music, you can contact me and we'll get you set up. Nothing like a personally signed CD to give as a stocking stuffer for someone that you know. We have special guests joining us next month. We have Jamie Mansfield. She's an award-winning author and a good friend of mine and an artist, incredible artist. She'll be with me on November 5th. And I also have Matt Boone out of Tennessee, West Tennessee. He's joining me later on in November. I'm going to keep promoting them, and I hope you'll keep tuning back. I'm going to leave you tonight with an a cappella that I did of a Janis Joplin called Oh Lord. Thanks again for tuning in. And until next week, so long. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, and I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I'll wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord, please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Well, my friends all drive Porsches, and I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? That's it.